to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome old boys. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman.
This is your Hillbilly here in North Dakota. And we've got a couple callers here, Charles in Florida and Don in Arizona. Let's go to Charles in Florida first. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. Yeah, I just saw today on the truthseeker.co.uk, they change the videos and articles every day. It's from the United, from England, UK. But they had a video of, believe this or not, Anthony Fauci admitting that the vaccines could possibly cause ADE. I don't know when this video was made. You know what ADE is? Antigen-dependent enhancement.
In other words,
the antibodies turning against the organs of body, you know, and see the spike, or also the spike protein is causing many clotting. And
right. Now, the guy who invented mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, he and others, these are not small-time people, these people who have some guts, these doctors with guts. Malone himself said, this is toxic. He said, this is a catastrophe. Using mRNA, this spike protein technology, he said exactly what you're saying, which is that this is turning the vaccine that's being administered to people is its own bioweapon. And it is actually destroying.
Fauci will tell the truth sometimes.
Well,
he told the truth about the PCR machine, you know, Kerry Mullis created.
Right,
Nobel.
I wouldn't accuse him.
He said that it really can't differentiate between different viruses. He even admitted that at one time.
The correct word is admit. Yes, he's admitted some things. But now here's the interesting thing, and let me close the circle, folks, on what I'm talking about with India. Now let this sink in. Get the picture, folks. Uttar Pradesh has 241 million people. They don't have any, none, zero COVID-19. Now, they had a bunch of COVID-19 several months ago. You can't see the graph. I'm looking at the graph here in the article. But these numbers are actually from the actual government agencies, okay? So this is a case of them admitting something. The huge spike of, pardon the pun, of COVID-19 in Uttar Pradesh. Then something happened. They started administering ivermectin to the whole population. And guess what happened? The graph just crashes straight down to zero, zero. So folks, this we could do this in the United States. We could do this in 1 week. The ivermectin is there. The government has it. It's a cheap, generic, anybody, any pharmacy company in the world, pharmaceutical company can make this stuff. And there are billions of doses of it out there. I can guarantee you the Biden government is probably trying to corner the market and get it into warehouses and deny it to you. And then they want to probably license it and make it a prescription drug that nobody could administer. Then they'll go to the next step. They'll say it can only be administered in a hospital setting with the family of the poor SOB who walks into this hospital, not allowed to see his own family. I mean, the cases of people locked up in hospitals with doctors trying to get them out and they can't. Attorneys in the parking lot. You can't get the person out of the hospital. This is communism. But here's the point. In India, it's already been done. We don't need to speculate. You don't need to listen to Kelso. Don't listen to Kelso. What does he know? I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything. But I can read a graph. There's no coronavirus in Uttar Pradesh, India. 241 million poor, crammed together people. You know, if you think the sanitation standards along the Ganges River are better than the sanitation standards in North Dakota or Texas or California, you're nuts. Those people don't have sanitation standards compared to ours, but they don't have any coronavirus because they're taking over-the-counter
ivermectin.
And there are others like it. We had a show, we talked about budesonide. I had Dr. Bartlett, who's had tremendous 100% results with budesonide. By the way, I went into the local pharmacy here and I bought myself some budesonide. So I've got some in my medicine cabinet. It's non-prescription, you know. In fact, when I rang it out at the counter, you go through one of these box stores and you ring up some of the things off the pharmacy shelf. And it goes beep, 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 approval needed. And then the clerk comes over and uses her card and gives you approval to buy something because it's you have to be over 18 to buy it, you know, like some sleeping pill or something. When I rang up my budesonide at the box store, I didn't even need that. I didn't even need to be over 18. I could be a 9-year-old and buy budesonide. That's how harmless that is. Budesonide is administered to 2-pound preemies are given budesonide. That's how harmless it is. So, and Dr. Bartlett, that I talked about as a medical hero last week, he has had essentially 100% success results with budesonide. He doesn't have any COVID-19 fatalities. He doesn't have any people going into the hospital. No, but no Bartlett patient goes on a ventilator. So budesonide, completely different generic drug from ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine, same story. A generic drug manufactured by the ton, administered to hundreds of millions of people in billions of doses. Every American serviceman who's ever gone overseas, you know, if you're out, you might be sitting there listening right now going, oh, hydroxychloroquine, that sounds pretty, I don't know, that sounds like a pretty, I don't know, do I want something with a long name like that? If you're a serviceman and you've been overseas, you've already had hydroxychloroquine because every one of you who went overseas were treated prophylactically for malaria and you were treated with hydroxychloroquine, which works like a charm against malaria. And it's one reason, by the way, lots of Africans are given hydroxychloroquine right now because of the malaria prevalence in their countries. Guess what? Because they've been taking hydroxychloroquine regularly, they're not getting COVID-19. So these countries in Africa where you say, well, they're going to drop like flies when there's a coronavirus pandemic. No, they're not dropping like flies. They're basically escaping unscathed because they've got this prophylactic hydroxychloroquine in their bloodstream right now. So hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin,
budesonide,
and there are others. Yeah, no, and by the way, there's a common thread here. Yeah, but hang on, there's a common thread. On every one of these common, absolutely cheap medications that are very effective against the coronavirus.
Yeah, James.
The government's trying to stamp them out. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you forgot that India, the whole of India, offers it to all its citizens $2 thing of ivermectin and other ingredients like zinc and D3 and I forget all the different things are in this for to fight COVID-19.
You're more off on it than
not
I.
Just Uttar Pradesh, but the whole of India does it to its citizens. One billion 300 million Indians.
Okay, now folks, you see how smart this audience is? Dumb Kelso, I didn't even know that. So yes,
yeah,
Charles
this is according to the truthseeker.co.uk. I watch that every day on the internet. Then,
and you see, talk about simple things that will cure. Now, and by the way, what this reveals is that pukes like Anthony Fauci, criminals, he should be in prison, and he should be thankful that's all he gets.
He should be executed for treason.
Well, exactly.
For genocide, too.
Line him up next to General
He's
Milley.
He's a genocidal lunatic.
Yes, he is. And but here's the thing. Zinc. I've got so much zinc in my kitchen cupboard. We're taking zinc like it's going out of style. Vitamin D3, getting a little sunshine if you live where the sun actually shines. D3, and vitamin C. All of these things. So in India, I didn't even know this. Charles reveals to us that in India, and of course you don't hear it. You don't hear it on CNN. You don't hear it on MSDNC.
Yeah, $2 a package for every. Even the poorest of Indians can afford at least $2.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, and I just sent off to India today. I sent off to India to get some of that stuff.
You know this Remdesivir or whatever it is?
Remdesivir, yes.
Yeah, you know how much that costs? What they do in hospitals, one nurse that was on, I think, the Peters.
Okay. Go ahead.
I can't think of
it. They charge an arm and a leg.
It was a nurse was telling about how it cost thousands of dollars. They use this with the ventilators. To kill people in hospitals. One whistleblowing nurse who was on I can't think of his name, Richard or Peters.
Hang on. The there are a bunch of them who are not enough, but we have a few patriot doctors out there. Dr. Jane Ruby, she said they're charging $2,100 a dose for remdesivir, which is killing people.
$2,100. Right, thousands of dollars.
A dose, a single dose of remdesivir, and
oh, that was recommended by Fox News,
Fauci.
By the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, Fauci has been recommended it for HIV AIDS.
Remdesivir.
He recommended it for a whole bunch of different things, and it was taken off of trials and discontinued when it had results of killing huge percentages of the people who received it. And that's what it's doing right now. But this is what I'm saying. But let me get to the sort of the summary of the show here today. And then I want to get to Donald Trump because I know I'm depressing people with, I don't want to hammer too hard on the fact that we've become a communist nation. But everything's gone bad, folks. Everything has gone bad. And the communists who have taken over, they've taken over all of our institutions. And they know what they're doing. It's not, there's no accidental quality to this. This is not incompetence. Okay. This is evil people who they've got the ball and they're running for their end zone as hard as they can. They're running straight for hell. That's their goal. And they're getting there fast. So you're wide open borders. I mean, Charles, imagine it. You've seen these pictures on TV. And remember, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Authority, okay, or administration, that the FAA actually banned Patriots from flying drones near the Del Rio border crossings, where 50,000 Haitians are streaming across the Rio Grande in giant crowds of them, tens of thousands of Haitians. And the FAA has actually made it a crime to take a picture in America from the air of our country being invaded. Folks, that's a tyranny. That's a dictatorship. You don't live in a free country anymore. You can't even take a picture. You can't hold a job. You can't go to school. You can't go out in public. And in our sister nations of Australia, we're watching video of people. I watched a video this morning of a 70-year-old elderly woman beaten to the ground by some damn cop, some person with a uniform. To hell with these people with uniforms on, or white coats, or badges. These people of so-called authority. To hell with them. Beating old women down in Australia for simply holding up a sign saying, I don't want the vaccination. This is tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And then, after the cop, two of them, shove her to the ground and she hits her head hard on the asphalt, then they shoot mace at her. You can kill somebody doing that. And then they don't stop to care for her or do anything. And then they just start laughing as they go on. Folks, that's communism. That's the KGB. That's Leon Trotsky. That's dictatorship. That's Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, Pol Pot. Joe Biden is our Pol Pot. And we better resist or we're gonna die. Our civilization is going to die. It's dying right now. We have to fight back. We have to say, hell no. Hell no, you bastards. Get your hands off my nation. Get your hands off my children. You can go straight to hell. That's exactly what we have to do. And folks, we've got to get loud. We've got to stop.
You know about the thing in Australia where they had the children locked in a stadium, and 24,000 of them, and three of them died. Forcible vaccination. You know about that.
No, I don't.
2 weeks ago.
They're forcibly vaccinating children in Australia?
Yes, yes. That was on, what's his name, show, Max Egan, Crow's Nest.
Oh my gosh!
It's called,
oh,
the
listen,
Crow's
folks.
Nest.
Yeah, and
the
these
Australian
are nations.
Program Max Egan.
Yeah, and the folks in Australia and New Zealand, just to show you how bad this is, folks. Australia and New Zealand don't even have coronavirus. They don't even. They have almost no presence of this disease even exists in New Zealand or Australia. This is all panic. It's freak out. It's communist takeover of our media, and we're being stampeded like stupid sheep, like compliant worms. These pieces of garbage like Anthony Fauci who've taken over our institutions, they're destroying everything we have, and they must be overthrown. These, you mentioned General Milley, this Mark Milley, this piece of garbage who's the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this son of a bitch, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who gave away Bagram Air Force Base, who gave away over $80 billion of brand new American high tech, gave it away with pallets of cash. They left cash there at Bagram Air Force Base. This son of a bitch is still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Where's the Republican Party? Come on, you bastards! Fight back! Don't comply with this! Tell Joe Biden to go to hell! You've got to scream at Mark Milley! If you're in the armed services, fight back! Resist!
Don't go get the vaccination! Don't lie down on the ground like a worm! Say hell no! Stop these people! This is not America anymore! All those brave servicemen who died in Afghanistan, thousands who died in Afghanistan to have their sacrifice disgraced like this, turning over the billions of dollars in weaponry to a terrorist organization. People that cut off the heads of boys, of young boys, on video. They cut heads off. What the hell have we come to? Get this damn Democrat Party out of Washington and out of our country. Deport these people. Charles, do you have any more thoughts? All right, let's go to some more callers here. Don in Arizona, we got some more. Don in Arizona, Kathleen in Texas, and Tom in Utah. Don in Arizona, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Kelso. Yeah, one thing I wonder about Fauci is everybody knows his face. Everybody, because he's on TV every day almost.
Oh, he's just...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, sorry, Don, I muted my own microphone. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wonder about him is everybody, a lot of people hate him. I mean, it's not against the law to hate somebody. I hate Fauci. And this is not, to me, I
you see,
to
Don, it soon will be. It soon will be against the law to hate somebody. And we need to hate some people, a lot, okay?
But that's going to be, about,
that's gonna be categorized as a hate crime. No, you see, Don, they're going to categorize that as a hate crime. So when you hate Fauci and you hate Biden, and when you're among those hundreds of thousands of people in football stadiums, you know, frick Joe Biden, frick Joe Biden, that's going to be called a hate crime, and people will be locked up for it. It's already happening in Australia. It's already happening in New Zealand. It's already happening in Canada. It's already happening in Europe. We're the end of the line. America's the end of the road.
Well, we have the Bill of Rights. These other countries you're talking about.
No, we don't have the Bill of Rights. But that's it. We don't have the Bill of Rights. There's no Bill of Rights now. No, we don't have freedom of speech.
I can still say, at this point, I disagree. If it's there, and some of the judges will uphold it, you know. But let me get to my point.
Name me one. No, they won't. No, they won't. And so here's what we have.
You said there's absolutely no hope whatsoever. Is that what you're trying to get at?
I'm saying we're damn near close. Because what we have, what we the freedom of speech that you hear on this radio network here, okay? How big is this radio network? Is this MSNBC? Is this CNN? Is this ABC? No, no. How many people are we reaching? No, this isn't freedom of speech. This is dying. This I know. Hang on. I want to hear your. You can make the other argument here too. But what you're hearing from me is the dying embers of freedom. And we have little shreds, little bitty shreds left. Now, can we, this is like a dying fire. You know, if you've been in a campfire late at night and there's one little spark left in there and you get down on your knees and you blow on it gently and you blow on it and you put some kindling in there. Yes, maybe we can relight this fire. Maybe we can restore our freedoms. But I'll tell you, we're awfully close to that firing being stone cold dead. Now, go ahead, Charles.
What I'm wondering about is Fauci lives, I guess he lives in D.C. area there. How can he go anywhere without somebody just punching him in the face, or if not punching him, getting right in his ear and starting to scream at him and stuff? And, there's so many people that don't like that guy.
Yeah,
yes, they have a lot of security.
Forget about punching him or anybody else. Because, and as Ron Paul said, there is a point. The talk I was listening to Ron Paul, he said, you know, we've got the jury box, the soap box, that's first. The soap box, then we got the jury box, then we got the ballot box. Then he said, and then we got the cartridge box, okay? And it was Ron Paul himself, which is the most meek, soft-spoken man you could imagine. He himself said, look, if the ballot box fails, we only got one box left, the ballot, the cartridge box. Okay, so that day comes, and our ancestors found that day. The American Revolution was, they switched over to the cartridge box, and they fought the mightiest army and navy in the world. They fought
I'm not trying to encourage anybody to punch him. I'm just saying I'm absolutely surprised that nobody does punch him. Is what
yes, yes, exactly. And I know what you're meaning. But what we have to do right now, folks, we're in the segment of... All right, but we're in the segment here, folks, where we... Violence, forget it. Forget violence. Loud conversation. So you can listen to Kelso saying, these SOBs, these bastards, and we need to yell at them. That's not violence, folks. That's strong language. That's shouting at the top of your lungs. That's calling them names. That's not violence. And don't be intimidated by, you know, by ninnies who, you know, they, who they treat that as if it's violence. No, those are just ninnies and cowards and chickens. No, we do need to shout and yell and wave our fists in the air. But no, no violence, no violence. Not now, not now. I'm not a pacifist. The time for violence is when nothing else has worked. Nothing else works, and it's your last chance. And it's either you violently resist or you go into slavery. Yes, you violently resist at that point. And that's the truth throughout all of history. And we may not be too far from that point. But no, no violence now. None whatsoever. Civil disobedience, mass rallies, loud rallies, strong language. Tell the people to go to hell. Tell them they should be charged with murder. Call Fauci a murderer. That's not violence. That's speech. That's one reason I say free speech is gone, because you people, you can't say that. You can't say that. Oh, yes, you can, and you better, because if all of you say, this is bad, what's happening? This is not so good. No, you got to talk more strongly than that. You can't say, I object, you cheated. You cheated on the election. No, it's much worse than that. You got to yell at him, call him names. And I love the way Donald Trump does it. And we got to get to Donald Trump here, because I've left him out of the show. And this is the Trump show. It's not the Kelso show. So let's listen to Donald Trump now. Let me go to his post here. I've got Kathleen in Texas and Tom in Utah. Let me quickly go to both of you. And Don in Arizona, did I go to Don yet? Didn't? Don, you're on the air. Oh, Don. Kathleen in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, James. We have nothing to worry about. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has us all in His hands. But anyway, I'm calling because, and I think Tom from Utah is after me. I was hoping he would call in and give us the telephone number of one of the regular callers, Andy Wilson from Lubbock, Texas. He's in just what you were talking about, in a hospital, and doesn't have people. And so I've heard a lot of people say they're going to call him, and I would love to get that phone number. So I hope Tom will give it to us, because,
Tom, we can't put people's numbers out over the air here that aren't public personages. But if Tom wants to call
the engineer. No, it's the hospital number.
Well, but that's relating to a particular person. Tom, can call the engineer and give you the number and give the number to. And he
can
that
would be great.
But I don't want to. I don't want to. Directly deal with a person that I don't know, and I don't want to. If you understand the situation there, if we were all familiar, I'm the ignorant one here. If I were familiar, I certainly could give out a phone number if something. If I knew what I was talking about, I could give out a phone number, but I don't.
Well, I hope he'll explain it to you, but anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom right now, all right? Is that okay, Kathleen?
Okay, great.
All right, let's put Tom on the air. Tom in Utah. Come
on, Tom. Hold on a second here. Yeah, I just have people call me on my phone, and then I can get them connected to Andy.
Okay, then Tom, we're going to get your number right after the break, and then we're going to Joe in Indiana. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big Joe.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we've got Tom in Utah and Joe in Indiana holding. We'll get to Joe in just a moment. Tom, continue where you left off.
Yeah, if people will call me, they can either use the phone number on my webpage on gassingamerica.com. Again, gassing, like you're gassing your vehicle with two S's. Gassingamerica.com, go to the bottom. That's my published landline number. That's public number.
Okay.
Or if you have your pencils ready right now.
Sure.
I'll give you my cell phone. And that's 385-424-3855. Again, 385-424-3855.
Excellent.
And give out that.
Yeah, helpful. I'm happy to give that out, Tom, because Tom, you're a longtime caller to the show and personally known to me. So, folks, that's that gassingamerica.com and Tom's phone number there, the 385 number. Those are perfectly
That's my cell phone number. It's not listed on the webpage, but the phone number on the webpage will direct through into my cell phone.
Okay.
And then if I call you back, then...
Yeah, both of the numbers are great. So, heeding Kathleen's wish, Tom, folks, can connect you with anything Tom can... trust me, Tom is one of us. So anything he connects you with is right by me. And so, Tom, give us another couple
thoughts. I'll even connect you with Obama if you want.
Yeah. Tom's a connected man, folks, more connected than this host. So... it's always a pleasure to hear from you, Tom. And Tom calls me personally. By the way, if you want to call me personally, folks, now that we're giving out phone numbers, I'm at 701. Hang on just a second, and I'll give you my phone number. But you can call me as well. Tom calls me here at home, and as do a number of you, and I really appreciate that. Tom, any other thought that you have?
Now, what was your number, Jim? Did you give it out? I didn't
know. I'm going to give it out in just a minute. But Tom, did you have another thought?
Yeah. You know the definition of insanity?
Trying what didn't work the previous time?
We keep on doing what we have always been doing, but we expect a different result.
Right.
So if we want a different result, we need to change our behavior.
Yes.
We've sat back and allowed crap to happen.
Yes, we've allowed crap to happen. That is correct. We've got to change that. Folks, and what Tom is saying is so true. This is, you know, we've all lived a comfortable life. I grew up, you know, I'm 73. I grew up in those years of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Folks, that was like paradise. We really did have freedom in America. And we went to sleep. We didn't realize that these nasty people, the Anthony Faucis of the world, they were busily working away inside our institutions, pouring into them, and we didn't defend them. So now they've captured these institutions. So now we have to fight like hell. We can't. What used to work in the past, as Tom is saying, that isn't going to work now. We've got to step it up to another level of resisting these people. You got to go down to your school board and tell those people to go straight to hell. And you need to show up not just as one crackpot who shows up, you know, and yells at the microphone. No, you need to show up with 100 other parents and tell the school board to go straight to hell. You don't want the crap they're teaching your kids. You don't want the dictatorship they've set up in the schools, and so on, et cetera. Go to your zoning board, you know, all the different boards. They're trying to, the communists have infested everything. They want to get rid of your suburban zoning. They want to put multifamily welfare home projects in all of your suburban communities. That was one of Obama's big goals. His Saul Alinsky goals is put apartment buildings full of Somalians all over the country. Put them in your neighborhoods. Wreck your neighborhood. Destroy your nation. Flood it with Haitians coming across the Rio Grande. As we talk right now, folks, they're coming across by the thousands every day. By the hour, by the thousands. Flooding into our country. There's not, and think of this, Tom. How do you get from Haiti to Del Rio, Texas, in a matter of 1 week? In a matter of 1 week, after Biden said any Haitian who comes to America will be free admission, they showed up. 50,000 are there right now. How many more are on their way? I mean, are they coming in cargo ships? Are there hundreds of airliners being lined up by George Soros? Is George Soros renting charter flights from Port-au-Prince, Haiti to Guatemala and Mexico? Because they're getting there somehow by the millions. We're
James,
being flooded. Go ahead, Tom.
We want them to get here because they're obviously Olympic swimmers.
You know, I mean, folks, it's as if we're inside of a nightmare that, you know, it can't possibly be true. And folks, and this is what we know. Remember, the people, the communists we're dealing with, what is their number one skill? Deception. That's their number one skill. So all these things that Tom and I and you know, that we see and that we can infer from photographs, you know, the FBI doing everything they can to make sure we don't see these photographs. But what are they doing that we don't know about? Because that's the nature of these people. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they deceive. So what is it that they're doing to us right now that we don't know about? And let your imagination go wild, because that's their nature. We know that these communists are doing communist things, and they have truly taken over. This is totally new. We've always had communists. There's always been some piece of garbage in our government that was a communist. There's always been some Bernie Sanders somewhere that, you know, that you could love to hate. But he was always in a minority. Not anymore. He wasn't in control. They still are a minority. But now they have control. They have their communist grip around your neck and that of your children. Tom, thank you very much. I hope you get it. Yes?
They play our ignorance and our apathy.
And the other thing they play on is this. Here's what they play on. And this is an eternal battle between good and evil. And we come into the battle with evil always with one hand tied behind our back. What's the problem with good people? Why are good people at a disadvantage in a fight with evil people? Because we're good. That's our problem. We're good.
We don't want to interfere with your agency.
Yeah, we go in there. The communist in the ring. He's got a shiv behind his back. He's got a sharp knife behind his back that he's ready to stick into your kidney. Okay, and you come into the ring with a smiling with your hand out, saying, "Pleased to meet you." You know, and so we're in a war now, and that's not going to work. No, as Donald Trump said in the election, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And he's learning that more and more every week. We can see that President Trump is realizing ever more clearly, no more Mr. Nice Guy. This is a war. What we need now is General Patton. We don't need, Mr. Nice Guy. We need General Patton. All right. Well, thank you very much, Tom. And let me go.
By the way, one comment I want to make.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the, quote, the treatment for COVID. What did
yes.
you call that drug?
Remdesivir?
No, the other one, ivermectin.
Ivermectin, yes.
That's a preventative, correctly, or is that a therapy?
It's two things. It's two. Now, again, no medical advice here. I am not a doctor, okay? But from what I've heard from really great doctors and what they're doing in India, ivermectin is very effective as a prophylactic. I'm taking it right now.
That's right.
Okay? It's a prophylactic and very good as a treatment, and the effectiveness rate is better the sooner you take it. So if you take it on day one of symptoms or within the first 6 days of symptoms, it's incredibly close to 100% effective. If you get to a state where your lungs are basically dead, well, you know, now you're talking about less incredible effectiveness, but still amazing. Amazing stories of effectiveness. But the trick is, and this is what the Indians are on to, take it as a prophylactic. At the first symptoms, your doctor, you know, there's your ivermectin, there's your hydroxychloroquine, there's your budesonide, here's your vitamin C, here's your D3, here's your zinc, you know, and it's incredibly successful. But the whole U.S. government establishment led by Fauci, they're making it illegal to you do these things in a hospital. They're taking the supplies. They're making it impossible to get the supplies. They're lying to people. One of the lies they told Donald Trump was that he advocated drinking bleach, you know. And then the latest lie is ivermectin is horse medicine, you know.
When you pay $50,000 for a horse, you're not going to put anything really toxic into your horse.
Well, you know, I mean, you use liniment on a horse, you use liniment on a person. Doesn't make liniment a horse medication. Anyway, you give
vitamins. Well, what I was going to tell you, what I was going to draw out of you, trying to turn you into a doctor, if a prophylactic is going to work, what does that tell you about the pathogen? It's not what they tell you it is.
Oh, okay.
And if you know what it is, and I've been speaking to my friends in India, if you know what the problem is, how the pathogen gets to you, you can stop it.
Yeah.
What is a prophylactic?
Yeah, now that's right.
But here's another call, here's another
Tom,
way.
But thank you very much. I got Joe waiting patiently, and we'll go to Joe. All right, Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, James. How you doing? I'll be really quick. Just a side note on what Tom was saying. The thing about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're anti-parasitic, they're antimicrobial, they're outstanding drugs. When Dr. Judy Mikovits, who you've heard of, when she was talking, she gave a series of lectures about the work that she had done. And when this virus was created, there was all these attachments to it, as we all know. I mean, anybody listening to RBN is going to know about this. But in biological warfare, I have a couple of friends, you know, the way you always have what's called a back door. You've got, just in case something goes wrong, you need an antidote. So what they attached to the COVID when that thing was created was a malaria. And AIDS is on there, too. But the thing about the malaria, it's really easy, you know, to treat. So you could pop, you know, and one of the biggest treatments, and it's so simple and cheap, is hydroxychloroquine. It's very effective, been around 100 years. I mean, it's just, you treat arthritis with it, and I'm very familiar with it. You know, there's patients that have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis responds very well to it. Excellent drug, no side effects. The only thing is you can't drink any alcohol when you're on it. Just don't do that. But other than that, it's very fine. But here's what's happened. It used to be pennies on the dollar. Insurance companies covered it. And you could take it prophylactically, you know, for a couple of bucks a month. Now it's up to a dollar a pill. I mean, you know, at some places, if you have insurance, you know, and
it depends on your state, too. Yeah, they've jacked the prices up, which is, but folks, it's still, you know, I mean, it's still very much a bargain. But here's what Joe Biden and his communist buddies are doing. They've now, they're taking this, help me if I forget my terms, but these monoclonal antibodies, Joe Biden is taking them off the market. Those are very effective.
Yes.
He's taking those off the market. He's going to regulate them. Yeah, go ahead.
A dear friend of mine, we both went to med school together. He's in Broward County, Florida, and his brother and he are both physicians. His older brother is an internist, and they are just livid because what's happening is when DeSantis announced about the monoclonal antibodies being available, almost immediately within 48 hours, they were limited on the amount that they could get. They were literally, the stuff that was supposed to be coming in was withdrawn. And now they're really fighting for it. It's just incredible. And the lies that have come out into the media are extraordinary because these two friends of mine are at a number of hospitals. And all this talk about the non-vaccinated being the causes, that's not true. It was the vaccinated people. They said about 95%, 90 to 95% of the people coming in, you know, that were occupying most of the intensive care units were vaccinated. So they're getting very, very sick that are coming in. And they are getting vaccinated people in there, too, because, you know, they're shedding the virus, these vaccinated people, and that's part of the problem, too. That's why a lot of doctors are coming down with COVID, because the vaccinated people, they're around vaccinated people all over the place, and they're shedding the virus, and they're picking it up, and they're getting it themselves.
Listen closely, folks. You know, this audience is smarter than the host, and so listen to the callers you hear on this show, folks. Going back to that opening point, what really struck me, Joe, is that when I read this article, I read it at InfoWars too. These articles aren't carried in places like, except RBN and InfoWars and places, very few places. In India, I was stunned. They have, in this state of Uttar Pradesh, of 241 million,
They currently have zero new cases. Zero. Now, more people in Uttar Pradesh died from choking on a potato chip than that. So it's zero. And they didn't, you know, they're not spending hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars. They're not, you know, they don't have fancy hospitals. They don't have fancy hospitals in Uttar Pradesh. And, you know, a lot of the medicine there is probably darn near close to witch doctory. But they're, the government has the brains to, as was it Charles that told us, they're giving out a pack for $2 with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, D3, zinc, you know, vitamin C, and
and their case,
their case incidence goes to zero. Low. It doesn't go low. It goes to zero. So, I mean, it's staring us right in the face. There it is, right in the face, folks. There's the answer right there. No need to shut the economy down. No need to beat up old ladies in the street for not wearing a useless mask. You know, there it is right there. And it's up to us. It's right in front of us. And we've got to get angry and get these slobs who run our country to listen. Or replace them, really. They're not going to listen. We got to replace them. Joe, thank you so much, as always.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Big Dad Donald John Trump, that is. You know, and say, I'll tell you what, folks, we're close to running out of time. And, I, you know, Big Bad Donald John Trump hasn't gotten a word in edgewise in today's show. That's my fault. Shame on me. They're great. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Great messages from Donald Trump over the last week. And I've got them all up here on top of one of my screens. I was going to read them to you. Shame on me. So I'll leave that to you, DonaldJTrump.com. Go to his news tab. Then you go to the events tab for those two great events in Perry, Georgia, coming up next Saturday, 7 p.m. Be there or be square. If you're anywhere within 100 or 200 miles of that event. Then the next event, two weeks later in Iowa, and at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Let me find my events here. Let me find my link to it. So catch up on what Donald Trump is doing. And folks, he is definitely leading our charge. And all the things we talked about in today's show, he's aware of them. He is a very, very smart man like you. And he gets it, what's happened. And he got screwed. He got screwed by Fauci, and if only he had known. But none of us knew. I mean, maybe a few of you out there with tremendous discernment could take one look at that creep and know that you're looking at the devil. But not all of us have that discernment, and it's taken, you know, most of us repeated encounters with his evil to realize the depth of it. But Donald Trump is like us in that regard as well. He didn't know Fauci was evil, and Fauci was the guy that was the head of the establishment that Trump inherited. But the whole thing, the whole FBI, the whole, you know, all the different departments, rotten to the core. And Trump didn't have the magic wand ability to just replace everybody. That's what was needed. The Herculean task, he needed to clean the Augean stables and just tell everybody, give them all a pink slip, tell them all to go to hell, clear out their desks, and give them 30 minutes, you know, for security to frog march them out of the building. That's really what was needed. But he didn't have that ability to do that. So when he is reelected, and I want to leave you on this positive note, he will be reelected in November of 2024. He knows better now. He's learned a lot, as have we all. And so there will be some frog marching. there will be some people that are thrown out on their asses when he comes back in. And remember, trust me, the left knows this. They know that we're really playing for keeps now with the 2024 election and the 2022, which is a prelude to that. So that's what we're about, folks, this audience, this show. We're building for 2022. For 2024, and I love going out in those parades with my Trump and 2024 flag draped all over my shoulders, and I love the fact that so many patriots are out there cheering us on. We'll see you next week after that great Trump rally. We'll cover it right here. See you then.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!